Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and a reluctant Rich McFadden. Here we are on the air for another day of conversation, another hour of conversation. And I don't normally start with these sorts of things, but I'm finding that because, well, there are a couple of television stories, and Jennifer's really on top of all of this stuff, maybe three. Actor Gary Sinise is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Memorial Day concert this weekend. It's always good to have his presence here. David Letterman is leaving his late night program tomorrow. No, tonight is it. It's the 20th. Yeah, tonight's the last night of that. A lot of people are talking about that. What I find, though, worthy of our concern at the moment is the latest episode of Game of Thrones. And whether, I guess I would go around the room. Kenny, you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. Jennifer, you watch Game of Thrones?
It's going to be a unanimous thing here. Yeah, no, I do not.
All right. Molly, you watch it?
I've seen a couple of episodes.
Oh, there we go.
So what is there about this show where people get their heads chopped off, characters get castrated, there are slaughters all the time, bloodbaths? Why is it that so many viewers are in? This is the most popular show on HBO, or at least it used to be. Now, I'm the change. There was, on Sunday night, the episode that basically showed a forced rape on the screen. And this has brought women's groups to their to the stand-up position. What is going on? The disturbing scenes that were part of this, I don't want to see it. I read about it, and that was all I needed to underscore what I've been saying for months, if not for years, since I watched one or two episodes and saw the kind of slaughter. And we see this in movies, too.
Well, they're depicting a time period that was very violent.
Okay, that's
They can't really, if they're doing a real, I would just imagine, I don't watch it because I don't want to see it, and it is too violent, and I'd rather spend my time somewhere else, but at the same time, they're trying to make something that's authentic, I would imagine.
But why would that appeal to people? Why does this appeal? This is
it's like watching a train crash, probably.
Really?
I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me. So I'm theorizing that I would imagine that it's something where, people want to gawk at the most outlandish thing that they can find.
The feminist site The Mary Sue yesterday said they would no longer be covering Game of Thrones because of the scene in Sunday night's episode. Jill Pantazzi, who's the editor-in-chief of The Mary Sue, wrote that the scene was not necessary to the development of the character, nor necessary to further prove that Ramsay is evil. She noted that Sansa is already a survivor, and thus this circumstance, as in all instances, is not necessarily a story-driving device. A lot of fans apparently feel pretty much the same to this, Kenny. Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri tweeted that she's done with the show after what she called the gratuitous, disgusting, and unacceptable scenes. So, the Game of Thrones has caused a stir since it's been on the air. There was another one of these scenes last year that was hotly debated. Viewers are upset over just this sort of violence on top of violence. So, as Jennifer said, okay, people want to watch it because maybe it's authentic. What is there about this that we need? Or, maybe more importantly, what is there about this that you want? Why do you want to see this kind of stuff? I would think women would be turning this thing off and going away from it and talking about it with other women and other anybody to get them to stay away from this. That's the way you stop these sorts of programs. There's no possible value to this kind of television. There's no value to it at all.
But it's on television now, so that's why you're talking about it. Before, people would just go to the movies. I mean, look at Braveheart. Look at the violence
awful.
That was in
Horrible.
Braveheart. And
yeah.
there are constant violent movies, shooting, stabbings, all of that on the movie screen, and people go to that as well. Now
Look
they're
at
just.
To your point, what a cult classic Reservoir Dogs was, and that was an extremely violent movie.
Yeah,
and
that was
talk
too much
about
for me.
It still.
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
that show on Fox that Kevin Bacon's in?
The
is
following.
It Following? Yeah.
And it's got it, that one got canceled because it was violent for the sake of being violent instead of a storyline. I think that's the difference is that I think Game of Thrones actually has good writing. So I think people like it because it's violent, yes, but it also has some backbone to it. It's not just cut them up, saw them up, throw them out.
But why does this violence appeal? And does it appeal to women as much as
okay.
it does men?
So
because
I just typed
women
in,
apparently... Yeah, go ahead.
I typed in, why do women or why do people watch Game of Thrones? And there's a blog. A lot of things popped up, actually, for that. And there's a blog that's at All Women's Talk, 7 Reasons to Watch Game of Thrones.
And they are?
They are. The dynamics. It says, from its beginning to end, each episode will keep you on your toes, wondering what's going to happen next. Even if you've read the book and remember the plot well, a full hour of good quality program might seem as too much to ask at first, but believe me, once the credits start to roll, you'll catch yourself wondering how a full hour seems so short. Let's see.
Well, it just it frustrates.
And that is one thing we're forgetting is that it was a book first. The emotion yeah. is number 2. Love, hate, pride, rage, devotion, fear. The Game of Thrones series is definitely meant to leave a strong impression. Complexity of characters. Oh, here's the first one. Number 4, cute guys. Good reason.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I
creative
guess I
differences at number 5. Humor at number 6. Times are dark, but humor has not disappeared. And number 7, the setting. Apparently, it's very beautiful, the setting to watch. So, aestheticallybeautiful.
I don't have many women friends, but the women that I know, I don't know any women. My sisters, or people that are my daughter, although my daughter does watch this, I would ask her about
my mom
this,
watches
frankly.
It.
Does she? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's something about being a human being that this kind of thing... interests you. It goes back as far as you can, as far as
your
you
wife watches
in history.
Did your wife watch this?
Panda does. My daughter does.
Yeah. Well.
But it goes back, you know, they used to fill the Colosseum to see the Christians and the lions.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
Well,
all right, as a man, I find this appalling. I think you don't have to be, I don't think a test of manhood is to like this sort of a show. I think that a test of manhood would probably be to evaluate why it is that people want to watch this and what does it have any enduring quality, and as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't. But that's me. And this is a program all about opinions and choices. You're right. We all make choices. 14 after the hour. My choice today is to suggest to you that you give your father a squatty potty for Father's Day. How about that? Squatty potty will reduce the strain brought on by various problems that men and women have when they are trying to eliminate. Squatty potty allows you to squat fully, relax, and enjoy... I don't know. But it is, it's not, how do I say this without sticking my foot in my mouth? It's nice, it's a good feeling when you've completely...
A successful elimination.
Yeah, elimination,
makes
right.
Rah, rah,
yeah.
Rah, rah.
So I don't know if it makes
you
go, rah, 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 rah. Yeah, kind of. Give your father the gift of relief by giving him a Squatty Potty for Father's Day. Available at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores, SquattyPotty.com. And if you text the code Doug to 511511, you'll get 20% off the order for the Squatty Potty. That's Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511511. That's the way you save 20%. And it doesn't have to be for your father. It can be for you. Buy yourself a gift. What's wrong with that? It's something to have. Maybe you buy 4 or 5 of them. I don't know. Whatever they are. They're expensive, to be sure. And they work. It's Doug to 511-511, a squatty potty for Father's Day or to somebody you care about. That includes you, Doug. Get the 20% off. Doug at 511-511.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This International Tennis Hall of Famer turned pro in 1982 at the age of 13. She ranks third all-time with 107 singles titles and sports an 88.7 winning percentage in singles matches.
Wow! Great anticipation, footwork, she's pumped.
So where is Steffi Graf now? Steffi is happily married to fellow tennis great Andre Agassi. She continues to play tennis, though non-professionally. Steffi and Andre teamed up in a doubles match against Tim Henman and Kim Clijsters in 2009. Steffi's made several TV appearances, including Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, 60 Minutes, and the 2011 documentary 125 Years of Wimbledon.
As a very young girl, I got to visit Center Court and just suddenly being there and seeing the beauty of it and just a lot of memories.
Steffi Graf, a true legend of her sport. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Space Green. Harrison with you. As the thermostat rises, there are really easy ways to cool without raising the electric bill. First, close the windows during the hottest parts of the day. If your place is well insulated, it should remain cool. Also, close the windows in the early hours of the morning because once warm outside air gets in, the AC will have to work harder. Same for really humid days. The less humid inside, the less the AC will have to crank. You can also use energy-friendly fans to blow air from the cool side of the house over to the hot side. And pointing a fan at yourself means you'll need less air conditioning, which of course saves dough. An attic can actually hit 150 degrees, thereby increasing the overall temperature of your home. So make sure the attic has good ventilation and insulate between the attic and your overall living space. Space. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
18 half the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are talking today about, in part, this, the video of the day, which is a focus on Kentucky Fried Chicken going back to using Colonel Sanders. I wonder how many of you who eat chicken there, there's so many people eating so much chicken. Chicken farmers producing 160 million chicks a week. 160 million chickens a week to keep up with our consumption.
It's a lot of
here.
Nuggets.
160 million chickens a week. The industry is putting out a lot of farmers who are raising these chickens, however, according to an inside analysis, are not doing too well. There was a story that John Oliver brought forth, and you've been following this, Molly, about the chicken farmers. I know some in Pennsylvania, New York State that are doing okay, but this is the whole idea. It's the way they're raised is one thing, but the condition that the farmers are working under. What can you give us as an underscore here?
Well, basically what John Oliver did, and you can find it on YouTube, it's really an incredible piece because he talks about the difficulties that farmers are facing against these huge industries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult for them to make a living. And in some places where they're raising the chickens and the chickens don't have any light, they don't have fresh air. Basically, they're raised in like these silos. Because it keeps the chickens calm. They don't move around much, and they get fatter faster. And and if the farmers want the chickens to be healthy, which in turn, if we're eating them, makes us healthy, they have to battle these companies that are now telling them how they can and cannot run their business.
Hmm. Well, then it becomes, then you have a choice to make. You don't do it. Why would you do it if you're not making any money at it? That's why I stopped running the farm that I have the way I have been. I'm tired of subsidizing everybody who wants to use my product. But the government has a lot to say in this. But it's an interesting thing. John Oliver, you can check out that website. It's 21 after the hour.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Video of the day today at DougStepham.com from the Louisville Leopard Percussionists, performing ensemble of 65 student musicians from the ages of 7 to 12 living in and around Louisville. The video is their performance of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. It's not a new video, but it's in the news because Ozzy just saw it and sent the group $10,000. He was so blown away after seeing these children playing this unique version of his song, he sent them 10 grand. Story at DougStepham.com. Let's listen.
You'll remember about 2 months ago, this is the same group of kids where their viral video had over 4 million views when they did Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. And Jimmy Page saw it and shared it on his Facebook page.
Really?
It's the same group of kids.
Wow.
So whoever this music teacher is,
yeah, smart.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I love him.
Right. Very cool. Yeah, the Ozzy says, my whole family and my fans loved your rendition of Crazy Train. And so, let's see, there are 60 youngsters here, 48 different schools in the Louisville area. They're called the Louisville Leopards. Isn't that neat? Good for them. Yeah, you're right, Richie. And it's a kind of music program. You know, this is another thing that drives me nuts about our public education system and how we've cut and curbed and whittled out the things that were so good. It isn't just learning math and science and English and history, but these kinds of things need to be mentored. They need to be underscored. They need to be found. What are your children good at? Are they good at math? Well,
trombone.
What are they? Can you be good at math and also playing the trombone?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
That was the greatest thing about college for me. I can't tell you I got tons out of it because I was working already, so I had that experience. But the greatest thing about college was that I discovered I loved art history.
Yeah.
You discover things about yourself, and I think that's such a huge part of education. I mean, obviously math and English is important, but come on.
And my son is in the fifth grade.
So losing.
And he's in the band. He plays trombone, and we had their first concert the other day.
Yeah.
And they all just started in September. We were impressed. I mean, they were great. Now, my son also takes private lessons because you only get one school class, one music class per week. But I'll tell you, the Fairfax County, Virginia has a good music program. The high school kid across the street has been touring the country because he plays drums. And
that's what we need to do. Fostering that sort of thing is very important. All right, let's turn the page at DougStephan.com to biggest appreciation of one of the great musicians. We talked about Stevie Wonder the other day because it was his birthday. And now, today we acknowledge this is the number one song in 1973.
You are the sunshine of my life.
One of the great, great pop songs of all time.
Genius.
Oh, my God. Listen to the lyrics. You are the sunshine of my life, so I'll always be around you. You are the apple of my eye.
Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning.
The beginning, yes. Why not? Start it all over again. Jennifer's good at that. But she doesn't start it all over again with the same person. Anyway, so this was number one during this week in 1973. Third number one song for him in his earlier years. Fingertips Part 2, Superstition. And then the career goes on and on and on. What a great, great, great source of pleasure listening to that music. Nothing but pure pleasure, I think. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hey, hey, good day, good day. No matter what happened on yesterday, tomorrow, today, yeah, I'm gonna celebrate. Good day, no matter what happened on yesterday, tomorrow,
at the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horan is here.
Yay!
Ken Kessler, Molly Page, Ray, and Doug Steffen. The Dancing with the Stars winner, Jennifer, Rumor Willis.
Yeah.
Why is this a spoiler alert? Why
is because that if you didn't watch it and you wanted to watch it tonight, it's now a spoiler alert.
Okay, but what's the value of that? Everybody is going to talk about it as soon as
everybody
it happens.
Everybody is. So Noah Galloway was the odds-on favorite. I think Rumor was the best dancer. Everybody was not surprised to see her win, but if the storyline had played out, Noah Galloway was that injured, I think he was a Marine who lost his legs, he lost his arms, and he was still competing beautifully, and I think he came in second place.
You know what I also found interesting, Jen, the fact that the new host of America's Funniest Home Videos is so connected to Tom Bergeron.
I think
in fact,
pick him.
I think he did, too, under the circumstances, the producer, because Bergeron said, I remember at that party we went to last year, he said, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is my last year of doing it. And I said, why? And he basically said, well, I don't need to anymore. He's getting 15
doing
for doing
a long time.
Dancing with the Stars and 7 or 8 for doing America's Funniest Home Videos. So if you're making 15, you don't need another 7 or 8, apparently. So he looks like he picked this guy who was so closely associated.
Alfonso Ribeiro, yeah, he won Dancing with the Stars last year, really, and was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Kind of, you know, he's perfect for this because he's kind of the cheesy, funny guy. You know, he's not going to be sharp-tongued. He's going to be kind of goofy, which is what you need to be for America's Funniest Home Videos.
I don't think Bergeron's goofy, though, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Bergeron's definitely goofy.
Definitely
oh, really?
Goofy.
You think he is?
Oh, yeah.
Cheesy
oh.
sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't mean that as an insult.
No, he does it on purpose.
Yeah.
He's kind of hokey and goofy on that show.
All right, speaking of television, it's time for us now to do what is traditionally something important just for Memorial Day. And when I say tradition and things that are happening at this time of year, one of the great things is the PBS special, Memorial Day concert. Gary Sinise has been associated with this for a long time. As a matter of fact, I think each time you're here, Gary, we quickly go back through the 30 years that you have been connected to this. Why? And you are well known as someone who feels very strongly about men and women who serve. Just tell the audience again why that is.
Well, it's not 30 years that I've been connected to the concert. This is my 10th year as co-host with Joe Montana, my dear friend.
But you've been connected to veterans groups and that sort of thing, I think, for a long time, have you not?
Well, that's true. I have veterans in my family, and it kind of starts there. And I ended up years ago, late 70s, early 80s, getting involved with various Vietnam veterans organizations in the Chicago area. Then I played one in the 90s. In a movie, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, yep.
After September 11th, when we deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq, and people started getting hurt, and I just wanted to volunteer to do something to support them. And so I volunteered for the USO and started pitching in there and entertaining, and then volunteering to support a lot of different military charities that were popping up all over the place and trying to raise awareness for them. And then eventually just started my own military charity, and I was just getting involved in a lot of different efforts. One of those efforts was the National Memorial Day concert to keep awareness up and to raise then just let people know what Memorial Day is actually really all about. And I think the National Memorial Day concert does that extremely well.
Gary's making reference to starting his own group. You can check out Gary's GarySinisFoundation.org, I believe, right? Gary Sinise Foundation. If you want to spell it, it's S-I-N-I-S-E, for those of you who don't know. GarySinisFoundation.org. Of all of the people that you've met doing this over these years, Gary, is there one story about one person that stands out above all others, a story that you may have not told before, in fact, about someone you met and really identified with?
People have asked me that before, and there are so many stories that it's hard to have one stand out above all others. And I mean, there's many long stories, and I could mention a lot of them. I've been to the hospital several times. One time I went to, this was one of the early trips to Bansi, Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, and there was a family there with a wounded Marine who was in intensive care. And he was one of the most badly injured service members that I'd seen, and he was in intensive care, and they asked me just if I would walk in there and just visit with him. And he was unaware that I was even there, but the family, to them, it meant something to have, somebody visit. And so I went in, I stood over this wounded Marine, and he was had lost all four of his limbs. He was burned from 90% of his body, and he had a traumatic brain injury. So he had multiple severe injuries. And, I stayed in touch with the family for a little while, and then kind of lost touch. And then through some other events, I came back in touch with the wife, and I found out, what are you doing? What's happening? And they were going from convalescent home to convalescent home, trying to figure out what they were going to do. And so my foundation, Gary Sinise Foundation, is building homes for our badly wounded service members. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, the fact that we came back together was a sign, and so we ended up building a home right near San Antonio, right near the hospital for them, and they moved in last year.
Now, you and your Lieutenant Dan band performing at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square. You do about 50 shows a year with your band, yeah?
Well, we do quite a number. I don't know. It's there was an average for a while of about 50, but I've had to whittle that down because I'm so busy with so many things. But I think we're probably doing about 35 shows this year, and one of them is at the Hard Rock tomorrow night. It's a big joint fundraiser for the Gary Sinise Foundation and the Independence Fund. Independence Fund has been providing track chairs for a lot of our wounded service members. My foundation is providing housing and that kind of thing, so it's a good partnership. We've been I've supported them for years, and now I have my own foundation, so we're doing a joint fundraiser together. It's a concert at the Hard Rock during Fleet Week. A lot of military will be there, and we want to raise some money to help the cause.
Well, you are an inspiration to and for a lot of people because of the time you give. Again, it's the GarySiniseFoundation.org. This weekend, Gary is in Washington with Joe Montagna, as he said, to celebrate Memorial Day with a National Memorial Day concert. You can check that out at PBS. Gary, always a pleasure to have a conversation with you. And a lot of people would say that. I mean it.
So, well, thanks so much.
Yeah, best of luck to you. Gary Sinise on Good Day. Up next, actor Patrick Duffy here on Good Day.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula, and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home. Well, in this difficult housing market, you need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. Sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, then it must be worth more than it really is. Sellers put a price on memories and the upgrade labors. Well, the potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with UFO on tape, you try to follow a UFO by tilting your phone. For what purpose? We don't know, but it'll cost you a dollar for the privilege.
What?
UFO on tape.
Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
Oh,
now for us to go down a road of celebrity. I always like these conversations with people that we all know. It's like we know Patrick Duffy because he's been around for so long. I don't know if he likes it when you get long on the teeth. What is it? That's his expression, long on the tooth, pal.
Yeah, that's right there, Sonny.
There you go. Last time I saw you, you got shot. As a matter of fact,
Oh, really?
Well, I'm trying to remember. Actually, I was a bigger fan. By the way, welcome. Patrick Duffy is here. We're going to talk about his role in this new NBC show that'll be starting in July called Welcome to Sweden. It's on Thursdays on NBC at 9 o'clock. I was not a big fan of Dallas the first time around for whatever the reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was on the right time or whatever. But certainly, I knew you. And I will tell you a little silly story. I live in Santa Monica part of the year, and I was at, there's a little drugstore on the corner of 6th and one of the, I don't remember which, but it's a little teeny drugstore. And I walked in there one day, and Larry Hagman was getting a prescription. And he was dressed to the nines. He didn't look like what you saw on television, but he was really dressed. And he was taller than I thought he would have been, and so I engaged in a conversation with him. And it was a short, but a very interesting, because he was the kind of a guy who you didn't think revealed a lot about himself, and maybe he didn't in conversation, but the way he carried himself, the way he looked, made me realize a great deal about this guy.
Literally, everything you said is true.
Yeah.
He was the most accessible person, which is very interesting.
He was very friendly.
Biggest star on television in the entire world, and your experience is the same as everybody else's. If you saw him and you went, "Hey, Larry," he would turn around and all of a sudden he's talking to you, and he's telling you stories that you know you can't believe are
he
true.
Was very serious.
Every one of them was.
He was very serious.
Yeah.
So, how would somebody, if they ran into Patrick Duffy in that little drugstore on the corner of Montana and 6th? So I don't know where where do you live?
Well, I live up in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
I have a ranch in Oregon. But I lived 25 years in Los Angeles, and I have a place in the Pacific Palisades. So I'm in Santa Monica all the time.
I know exactly
where it is.
I live down in the canyon, Santa Monica Canyon. That's where my house is.
We're
neighbors. So if I were to see you walking around, would I have the same feeling about Patrick Duffy as I did about Larry Hagman?
No, I'd probably look at you and say, "Go away."
Okay, well, that's fair.
Everybody else does, Patrick.
Yeah,
why not?
Pretty much everybody else
does.
Yeah,
I know.
Right.
Well, it's only because I would know who you were.
Ah.
If you were anybody else.
You'd have a conversation with him, right.
I think everybody goes through that learning curve. I don't think Larry did just because of his personality.
Yeah.
But by and large, most people in the business, it's a very steep curve of anonymity to complete access of the general public.
Yeah.
And that takes an adjustment. And people do it at whatever rhythm and time needed to make that adjustment. I now engage everybody. It's the first time they've seen me, whether it's happened 10 times that day with other people.
Yeah.
It's their first time.
Right.
And once you realize that, it makes it easy.
So Patrick Duffy has been in all kinds of dramas and played all kinds of roles. Why Welcome to Sweden?
When Amy Poehler calls, we as actors line up and hope she chooses us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those kinds of things. If Amy Poehler, if Tina Fey, there's a certain group of people in the industry that everyone trusts.
Right.
They trust their taste, their choices, and their honor, I guess. In other words, they wouldn't be asking you to do something that they would be embarrassed to tell everybody you were doing. So when the phone rang and they said Amy Poehler wants to talk to you about doing this show, I said, if I'm available, I'll do it. She doesn't need to tell me what it's about. I would just go ahead and do it. So we met in New York, and we were having a drink in the lobby of a hotel, and she started this thing about the show is so good, and it's going to be this and that. I said, Amy, I'm going to do it. You don't have to sell me on it. I just wanted to have a drink with you. That's all.
All right, give us 30 seconds on the show, because we're running out of time. I want you to tell us about the show.
It's a very interesting show. It's an American man who is a lawyer, and it's a true story of her brother, a lawyer in New York, who fell in love with a Swedish girl, and she needed to go home, so he dumped his entire career, moved to Sweden, started writing comedy and doing stand-up, and established a life there.
Greg Poehler is isn't that interesting? A true life story. All right, so this is funny. It's going to be on DVD, I guess the first season, 9 o'clock Thursdays, NBC, the second crime season starts in July. Yep. Patrick Duffy. Well, I'll look for you on the streets of Pacific Palisades next time I'm there. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Yeah, I will talk to you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I feel I should apologize to everyone for my behavior over the last 6 months. I have, as you know, been somewhat down in the mouth.
Well, there's an understatement. There are dead people on better form.
You got away.
One of the neatest chick flicks. This is Shania Twain singing You've Got Away from the film Notting Hill.
This story will be filed. Every time anyone writes anything about me, they'll dig up these photos. Newspapers last forever. I'll regret this forever.
That was one of the harshest things that she said in that role, where she fell in love with Hugh Grant, who was, I think, a bookkeeper, ran a bookstore, right? And she went in looking for a book. Do I remember that right, Kenny? I think I do. I know I like the movie a lot, frankly. In 1999, oh my God.
Never saw it.
You never, well, of course you
would. Was she the star or was she the star?
Well, there was the two of them were very good. They were paired well.
No, I mean in life, because one of them was famous, I think.
Oh, she was famous.
Oh, yeah.
She was famous. She was an actress, and everybody knew who she was. She just went in. She was doing a movie in England, and that's how it all got started. So it's just really kind of a cool thing. Get another clip from it, Richard.
The pain thing isn't really real. You know, don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Really? And of course he said, yes, who wouldn't? She's Julia Roberts.
Yes, and all boys who run bookstores look just like Hugh Grant.
Yeah, and are interested in Bookie. Julia Roberts.
Right, yeah. All right, but it's nice. It was a nice movie. I liked it a lot. It was a good movie. All right, so anyway, Shania Twain singing movie music starts movie moments. Chuck is not with us today, but we have some observations to make. Kenny and Richie and I, and just then Jennifer and Molly, too, if they'd like to jump in. We have that coming up next for you here on Good Day.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula, and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
All right, so you and Kenny were talking a fascinating discussion, and so I don't like to get in the way of fascinating discussions about...
so go.
You like that? You like that cover? Generous?
Yeah,
good, right?
I don't like to get in the way of a fascinating discussion, so by all means.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a movie that's coming out that the two of you were talking about.
The Trail of Love and Mercy with John Cusack was released yesterday, and it's about the story. It's the story of Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And it I'm trying to kind of figure it out because in watching the trailer, it's a kind of a parallel narrative covering the two specific time periods of Brian Wilson's life. The 1960s, when he was writing all the music for the Beach Boys and becoming famous, and the 1980s, when he kind of made his comeback and recovery from just being absolute whack job and crazy.
Yeah.
And it
looks like
a
good movie, actually.
But it's getting rave reviews, and people are saying, so it's got John Cusack and Paul Dano play Brian Wilson, and then Paul Giamatti
Giamatti was in it too.
Giamatti kind of plays Brian Wilson's handler, and gets in a fight over Brian Wilson's life with his girlfriend, who was played by Elizabeth Banks. It looks very, very cool.
Yeah. Nice thing done.
When you have John Cusack playing Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, how do you go wrong with that movie?
Well,
you got to go see it.
It's hard. I mean, everybody knows what Brian Wilson looks like, and they've done a fairly good job of making these people look a little bit like Brian.
No, they don't do anything to Cusack. It's just Cusack.
No, but I mean, I think that there's a nice... sometimes you like the feeling of more reality in these circumstances, and if you can do that in the makeup department, and it looks to me, at least from what I saw the trip, excuse me, a pretty good job.
Anyway, the rumor is that Brian Wilson has recorded some new music for the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's on board with the movie.
Ah,
yeah.
It's good. He's kind of
I think
growing
he makes
up.
A cameo in it. I saw.
Yeah, he's growing up. All right, that's the story for movie. That's Movie Moments, Movie News. Doug Steffens, good day. 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.